Good morning, church. Today's the title of the sermon is Spraying the Aroma of Christ. Spraying the Aroma of Christ. And today's scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captive in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Everyone has natural body aroma. Sounds a little bit weird, but that's true. Everybody has natural body aroma. And interestingly, what we eat is closely related to what our body aroma is. According to my experience, I can say that the food produces a certain smell from people. Usually, people say Koreans, like me, Koreans smell like garlic. I think it is because Koreans eat garlic a lot. You know, we have garlic in kimchi, we have garlic in the soup, and garlic in meat, and garlic in the most of Korean food. I think that's why, in a way, it is right. And now I may have a different aroma from other Koreans living in Korea because I eat more cheese than other Koreans in Korea. It might be like maybe cheese garlic, something. Well, if we travel to another country, in the airport of the country, we can smell the country's food. Not only people, but also each different animals have different aroma. I have a small puppy in my house and she's just 4 months old. And she smells too, the puppy smell. I haven't had a cat, but I heard that the cat also has a certain smell. On Friday, which is my off day from the church office, I usually go to Brook Lake Park with my wife. In the park, I can smell trees and lake in the air. When I went to Shenandoah National Park, I could smell forest. What I wanted to say is, everything and everybody has natural aroma. Some of them smell strong, but some of them smell light. But everything has different aroma. We say we are all Christians. What is the difference between a Christian and non-Christian? How can you know that who is Christian and who is not Christian? Today, it is not easy to figure out who is a Christian and who is not. As we are all Christians, we should have different aroma from others, non-Christians. If we have the same aroma with non-Christians, there is something wrong in our Christian life. The Bible today we just read says, Christians have God's aroma, God's fragrance. But the problem is we are not sure if we have God's aroma in our lives. We are not sure if we don't know if we have. That is the problem, that we are not sure and we don't know if we have the aroma. Even we are coming to church to worship God, we don't know whether we have God's fragrance while living in the world. If you have any friends who are not Christians, ask them and if they can recognize any differences between you and others as you are Christian. You can ask them if you have any specific aroma. We as Christians should present and manifest the aroma of Christ in the world. Why? Because we are Christians. We are all Christians. That's why it is right and true and it's natural to have the aroma of Christ. However, we have a problem. We don't present the God's aroma in our lives. We don't present the aroma of Christ in our lives. I would like to present two reasons that we don't spray God's aroma in our lives. First, we don't eat enough food to produce the aroma of God. I talked to you that the food we eat are very closely related to what we smell from our body. That is true. If you eat too much meat, you smell like meat. If I eat too much garlic, you may smell garlic from me. What we eat is related to what we smell like. The problem is we don't eat enough what we have to eat. The food we have to eat every day is the Bible. The Bible is the spiritual food. But today, many people don't read the Bible because they are busy, because they are thinking seriously. They are not thinking seriously reading the Bible because they don't consider the Bible as the Word of God. As much as we read the Bible, we produce the aroma of the Bible, which means we present the power of gospel in our lives. Reading the Bible is to spend our time with God. That is what I talked to you 2 weeks ago. If we really want to get to know God more and more, we have to spend our time with God. Reading the Bible is to spend our time with God. Reading the Bible is to eat the spiritual food provided by God. As much as we read the Bible, we produce God's aroma in the world. But the problem is, we are not reading the Bible as much as possible. We don't think seriously about reading the Bible. Again, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I would like to emphasize to read the Bible by yourself. You don't need to depend on anyone. You don't need to depend on any Bible studies or Bible classes. They can be very helpful for you, but you need to read the Bible by yourself because it is the Word of God for you, because God wants to make a very personal relationship with you very profoundly. The reason we don't produce the aroma of Jesus Christ is we don't eat enough food to produce the aroma of Jesus Christ. Second, the reason that we couldn't spread the aroma of Jesus was we didn't burn ourselves. Brothers and sisters, please listen carefully. We didn't burn ourselves as a living sacrifice before God. In the Bible, the word aroma has been used for the burnt offering. Israelites, they did a sacrifice with the burnt offerings, and the aroma of the burning made God pleased. That was the burnt offering to God, and that was a sacrifice to God. Through burnt offering, the aroma could be spread all around the area, so people could notice that there was a burnt offering to God. And today, no one burns any sacrifice to God. The reason that we don't spread the aroma of Jesus Christ is we don't live as a sacrifice, living sacrifice before God. We have to burn ourselves before God, which means we have to live as a living sacrifice to God in this world. We have to make aroma of Jesus by burning ourselves as a living sacrifice. Then what does burning ourselves mean? The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Burning ourselves means not following the world, not be conformed to the world, but that means to renew our minds always in order to transform ourselves to know what God's will is for us, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Last Wednesday, I went home after ESOL visitation in the night. We have a ESOL ministries on Monday and Wednesday evening. And I just visited ESOL Outreach Center to see the ESOL classes. I ran to our Outreach Center at the time because my house and Outreach Center just 1 mile. It was good exercise. And I walked back home. I was in the fresh air during my walk, right? Then I got into house. Suddenly, I could smell something weird because I could smell very typical Korean fermented food, the fermented food, which we didn't eat at the night for dinner. The smell of fermented food, right? And like a cheese and kimchi, those kind of food. And I talked to my wife about the smell and she said she couldn't smell it. Yeah, of course she couldn't because she was in the house whole evening, but I could smell because I just came from the fresh air. Finally, we lit up the several candles in our house. After a few minutes, we couldn't smell the fermented food because the candle burned. The small light of the candle is a symbol of burning. It produces its own scent by burning. However, if we didn't light up the candle, we couldn't get any good scent from those candles. My dear brothers and sisters, We are the aroma of Jesus Christ because we are all believing in Jesus Christ as he is our Savior. He died for us on the cross and he resurrected from the dead. So he became the first fruit of the resurrection. So we have a certain aroma of Jesus Christ, which is the aroma of resurrection, which is the aroma of cross, which is the aroma of sacrifice. However, if we don't light up on us, if we don't burn ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, we will be like the candle staying without burning. We have to eat God's food. Reading the Bible produces God's aroma in our lives. We have to sacrifice ourselves to produce the right aroma of Jesus Christ. We have to spread the aroma of Jesus Christ in this world because we are all Christian. That is God's will for us for today. I would like to challenge all of you, including me, to reflect our life aroma. Do we have Jesus Christ's aroma in our lives? Do we have the aroma of Christ Jesus in our daily life? Cross, sacrifice, love, and forgiveness? God wants us to have the right answer to these questions. Amen.